B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Fake promos coming up at 150 today. Barbara's in Beverly. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Hi, Babs.
Happy Friday.
Good. Same to you. So, I just have something to say, and I think it's, like, a little bit important. Okay, if Colin Kaepernick didn't get that money, I feel very badly for him because I believe that we have a First Amendment right to demonstrate against what we would like to demonstrate. And Michael Bennett coming seems to me to be an intelligent, thoughtful person. And African American people have every right to be upset about what's going on in this country. That's all I wanted to tell you, and thank you for your time. Have a good weekend.
Nice, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara. Okay, Barbara. Have a good weekend.
And Kaepernick could continue to fight whatever he wants to fight or stand up for. You still have his platform. Yeah, Bennett has his. Bennett can play. I think Kaepernick's days have passed him as far as playing.
Albert is in Rhode Island.
Here we go.
Tom Izzo. What's up, Albert?
How's it going, boys?
How you doing?
Beto, not too bad.
You want Haskins? You want Haskins or what?
Yeah.
No, I don't want Haskins. I like what Gettleman's doing. Getting rid of the clown, trading him away is the only smart thing they've done in 5 years. And I think they're going to wait
He won that trade, Albert. He won that trade.
Who's he?
Gettleman, you're a GM.
Oh, absolutely. The worst thing you can do is have a... What made me laugh is that the nitwits that cheer for the Patriots, they wanted him in New England. imagine wanting that clown in New England. Imagine Belichick.
I'd take him tomorrow.
No. Why would you do that, Zoe? For what? Why?
Because we don't have a receiver right now.
You didn't have a receiver last year at this time either. And what happened?
Well, we had Kenny Britt.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He lasted long.
Yeah.
I didn't call for football.
I know. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter who the players are. No, when you got the coach on the sideline, you know you're going to be there by default. Beetle, I called to go after you, and I don't want you. Don't be sensitive. Don't take anything personal. Did you ever play sports in your life at a serious level? So like high
serious?
School?
No, like serious sports? No.
Yeah. Like, did you ever play high school like where the coach actually wanted to win?
Yeah, but that's not serious. That's not playing a collegiate Division I or professional.
Have you ever played a sport where the coach held you accountable for your actions? Let's not complicate this.
Yes.
Have
you ever? What's your point?
Okay. My point is people like you are the problem with society today.
Is this the everybody gets a trophy? All the millennials are pussies.
Your
attitude. That's why you weigh 625 pounds, and that's why you probably think it's okay to walk around.
There's the personal attack from Albert because Albert doesn't like me. We've established this.
Everything else, spot on.
Yes.
Millennial. Everyone gets a trophy.
Of course,
don't
it
like
is.
Being yelled at.
Giants are in good shape.
Instead of spend
5 minutes around Vito's dad, see if he's used to being yelled at.
Instead of just saying in there that the coach couldn't communicate with his player because he had lost his mind, which doesn't make him a good coach. There was no accountability there. The guy was trying to improve whatever it was that was going on.
No accountability, Quincy. These coaches can't coach.
Shut up, Zoe. Will you shut up for a second? You want to talk about this or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
He needed an intermediary. He needed another player to step in between him, the coach, the guy who gets millions of dollars, and the player who gets zero. Zero. Doesn't get a dime for doing the job.
Modern day Bobby Knight.
It's those millennial kids that can't take getting yelled at, that make Tom Izzo his millions of dollars every single year. Those are just the facts of it.
He
couldn't communicate with his player because he was too bent on being such a hard ass and yelling and screaming.
Well, he couldn't believe.
Which accomplishes nothing.
He couldn't believe this kid wasn't getting back on defense in the first game of the tournament. I mean, yeah, he lost his mind. But my main point is this, for everybody who doesn't watch Michigan State, you know, maybe is watching him for the first time ever, or the first time this year, this is Tom Izzo. These kids are not all that put off by it. They know this is what he does. Now, is it the greatest coaching in the world? No, because as you said, he needed Cassius Winston to come in and actually communicate to the player what he wanted him to do. So he failed in that regard. But in terms of Izzo doing what he does, that's what he does. And don't you dare compare him to Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight was a bad guy. Bobby Knight was a prick, and he is he's just a bad person.
I'm talking about getting a face of your players and having an overbearing coach.
But it's the same type of thing. It's in the same category of coaching style.
Bobby Knight doesn't. Bobby Knight did it from a place of meanness and mental instability. Tom Izzo flew off the handle, but he wasn't mentally ill. Seriously, go back and look at some of those Bobby Knight interviews. Look at what he did with
modern day.
Go back
Bobby
and look
Knight.
At the Bobby Knight Jeremy Schapp interview and tell me he is not unfit.
He's a little crazy.
Total screw loose. But don't compare him to Bobby Knight.
There's a trigger. Parcells is the same way. Screamed.
Bobby Knight's players stop playing for him.
I don't find Izzo to be a likable guy. I don't think his handling of the Michigan State scandal was very good either. That was embarrassing for him. And the fact that he survived it has been a miracle. I thought Allie Raisman's mother put it best. Are you a moron or are you a liar? That's what she asked Tom Izzo. You're one of the two. I just don't think he's a good guy.
I'd go a liar.
I just don't think he is. He's unlikable. I'm finding him harder and harder to root for.
That's okay.
Yeah.
See you in the Final Four.
Seven. Yeah. 7 in 20 years.
Bob is in Wellesley on the Chris Sale reported contract. 5 and 150. Bob.
Yeah. First of all, Sale's not a good pitcher. He's a great pitcher when healthy. The difference is, and I think Beadle and I are on the same page. I mean, Mike Trout is the best player in the league by a mile. I mean, not a mile, but half a mile. And without pitching, you can't win in this league. And I think the Red Sox are recognizing that if this guy is healthy, moving forward, they have him and Price, and that gives you a 1-2 punch. You can compete every year. And without pitching, the Anaheim Angels, they can't compete without pitching, even having the best player. No,
I think we established it's different rates for different players. We said that.
But don't you think, and I'm thinking that maybe with the Sale signing, you're seeing a glimpse into what the Red Sox plan is for the next 4 or 5 years, which is they're going to go with the pitchers.
And you're rolling the dice with older pitchers.
We're going to go with older pitchers.
Older pitchers.
They're going to go with They're going to go with Chris Sale, David Price.
They see David Price was so good at the end of the year.
They've got Nathan Eovaldi.
Yep.
Don't forget, they just signed Nathan Eovaldi.
That's right.
They've got sort of their three.
18
and not only that is so in the theme or the characteristics of what Dave Dombrowski likes, which is power. Power hitting, power pitching. I don't know that David Price is much of that anymore, but Chris Sale, Nathan Eovaldi, David Price, 1-2-3 in the rotation, that if they lose some of their positional players, they're going to try and get by on good pitching.
I totally forgot about David Price's elbow problems. That's how good he was at the end of the year. He made you forget about him. Already brought it up earlier. Yeah, it was this time, too. Wasn't it like at the combine where he was like, yeah, I run my 40 fast. What, he ran a 4.6? He was yapping about his 40 time at the combine. That's when his elbow was falling apart. Wasn't it? Because he was in Indianapolis, right, to get checked out.
Got checked out.
That was 2 years ago, almost to this time.
He's confident now.
Roll the dice with the old guys.
You got to watch out for the grass clippings, though, and the allergies and everything that will come up soon. Yeah.
Well, everybody's on the Fortnite thing, so they're trying to all ban it, which is good. So he won't get the tingling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything that the Red Sox are going to do that. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We'll get back at it with you coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reports indicating that a deal could be done between the Red Sox and Chris Sale at 5 and 150. 5 and 150, according to reports at this hour.
150 the big ones.
$1 million, $30 million a year. Ken and Lowell, what do you think about that deal?
I'm all in favor of it.
Of course. Okay, you are. Why is that?
Hey, Sol. Hey, Peter. Hey, Hattie.
Hey, hi, Ken. Well, hey, Ken.
If Mike Trout, who's never done anything as far as playoffs or anything like that goes, if he can get $40-something million a year, then Chris Sale, who gets us through it, at least there's five
are there
as bi- playoffs.
Are there the biplanes in the background?
What is that?
The Red Baron after you?
Nah, we're putting out a new toilet next door.
Oh, so what do you got, like one of those universal Dremel tools?
Yeah, well, he's over there doing that, and the other guy's ripping up the floor, and I'm on lunch break right now.
You're on lunch
anyway.
Break. Okay. That's a lot of noise for a new toilet.
Like you're in the sop with camel.
And he got cut that hole for the drain, and then you put that big wax ring on it.
Yeah.
Right?
That wax thing sucks. That's where I come in. I got to pick up the hopper and lower it down.
I have a question.
You're the muscle of this operation.
Yeah. I'm the dirty guy.
Ken. You know what? We don't know what you look like, Ken. How tall are you?
6'1".
A little taller than I thought. What do you weigh? About
your hand size?
205?
Well, the doctor last time I went there said 214, but I think the scale is wrong.
Okay. All right.
Did he put you on like one of those digital scales or one of those sliding old school?
The sliding thing, old school.
They never work.
What?
I know. They're off. They're off by 14 pounds anyway.
Not by 14. They're off by like two, three pounds.
Not three or four, but 3 or 14.
All right.
Yep.
You don't have a problem, Ken? When you put the toilet down on that wax ring and you make that contact and it gives you that seal, when you have the screws that come up through and you're trying to screw it down,
that's the pain in the ass, though.
They're never long enough to where I can make it match.
You got to get it exactly right the first time.
You got to nail it.
Then you got to redo all that thing, and then you got to pick it up again.
And you get the goop in the wax goop in the screws.
Yeah, and then there's one guy down there holding him, and if you don't get it right the first time, it's like, oh, my God, now we got to do it again. And
thank you.
It's a pain in the ass. And this is 150 pounds, and you're bending over. You know, the whole thing is with your legs is what you got to do.
Well, you lift your legs, not your back.
Yeah. Right,
right.
Yeah, but can we get back to Chris Sale?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For sure.
All right, so if Mike Trout signed a thing, he's making $40-something million a year, and this guy gets us through, and Mike Trout, what is he doing in the playoffs? Has he ever done anything in the playoffs?
No, but that's not entirely his fault.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that Chris Sale gets us there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, Beetle?
Oh, you could say the same thing about Mike Trout.
Well, how does... I'm not following your logic, Beetle. I'm not following
it. An everyday player who is one of the best in the game and produces in huge ways is more responsible for getting a team to the playoffs than Chris Sale is.
Why's JD Martinez not want to be a DH? Why does he want to be an everyday player?
This is the truth about Mike Trout. Mike Trout's played in 3 playoff games in his career. He doesn't have a large sample, so you could say he hasn't won anything or his team hasn't gone to the playoffs enough, but find me a guy in baseball who single-handedly can get his team to the playoffs. Any guy,
right.
Any position.
Sorry to interrupt you, but the same can be said about Mookie Betts. And Zoe, getting back to J.D. Martinez, he can do 3 things. He can play the outfield, he can play first base, or he can DH. Yeah,
I know that. My point is he doesn't want to DH. He wants to be more available and be in the field every day. Why is that?
Oh, fine. I'm good with that. Moreland or whatever is at first base. I'm good with that.
Ken, my point is he wants to play every day because it increases his value. He wants more money. Period. He wants to be Mike Trout.
I agree with that, but they don't have a place to play him. Not right now.
Right.
They've got 2 first basemen. Don't forget Steve Pierce is back on this team. So if he's playing the outfield, which he will do from time to time, it's going to require somebody to be on the bench.
I'm all in favor of it.
I don't think Mike Trout is the good example of why Chris Sale is worth it. I don't really follow that argument.
Because he gets you there.
And by the way, Chris Sale, when healthy, is worth the money. The question is the health and durability. It's not about the ability. He's fantastic when he's ready to go.
I agree with that.
Right?
So we've had Barber
it's
and
It's not
Kent
about how good he is. No one's debating how good he is. He's great.
Nobody questioned that. Someone said I said he was a good pitcher. I know he's great. He's the best pitcher I think you have when he's right, to what your point is. When he's right, he's one of the best top 3 in the league.
Brandon in Roxbury today, it says Northeastern here. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. So the Celtics need to get their head out there, Keister. And what I mean by the Celtics, I mean Danny Ainge. So we want to talk about Anthony Davis, injury-prone Anthony Davis. How about Dedrick Lawson, 25 points, 11 rebounds? And he can get greater than that. Northeastern had no answer for him. So I think all eyes should be on Dedrick Lawson instead of Anthony Davis. I want to know your thoughts on Dedrick
Lawson.
Because
Northeastern couldn't stop him?
Well, nobody can stop him, really, when he's in his zone. I mean, we're right. talking about a young ascending talent right here. And we're talking about injury-prone Anthony Davis. All
so you don't, you're out on Lawson. Anthony Davis, and you want to go for a young rookie that played yep. against North. Are you with Adam Jones at his appearance right now?
I don't know if he is. Lawson, 25 points, 11 rebounds, and they absolutely kicked the snot out of Northeastern yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But they got smoked, didn't they?
Smoked. We're never really in it.
Good thing we did that local basketball little thing roundup we did. Yeah. Little shout out for them, Yale. Hey, Yale took LSU.
Down to the wire.
Game
a real game.
Blair almost nailed that sucker. How'd Blair's picks come in? Did he go 0 for 3 yesterday?
Not sure.
0 for 3?
Yeah, at Yale, yeah. though.
What we should do, Tom, what we should do is look at Blair's picks from yesterday and then his picks from a year ago, and see, he probably went like
0 for 8.
What
about yesterday? Just yesterday. Let's focus on the more recent stuff.
I know he went 0 for 2.
I feel like he had Nevada. Didn't he have Nevada?
Yeah.
He did. He had Yale. They lost. Nevada, they lost.
Didn't he have like New Mexico State? I thought he had like a New Mexico State.
Yes. Do we want to talk to Blair in Maine?
He did call the afternoon show yesterday.
All right, Blair, what do you have?
What
do
you got
on the NCAA tournament?
I got Yale.
Lost.
Nevada.
Lost.
And New Mexico State.
They lost too. 0 for 3. 0 for 3.
I want him to call with all his picks for the next round. I'm going to pick against
New Mexico State. How could anybody have seen how stupid they would have played in the final minute of the game? They should have won.
That was unfortunate. I had them too.
They should have won their game. You know they lose 78-77 to Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers.
We should put something together with Blair like we do with Tom during the season. We do our football picks, our football card every week, and we laugh at T-Bone's awful pick. We should do something with Blair like that. Blair's awful picks. The stain from Maine.
Okay, so I want Houston beating San Diego State tonight.
Where's
I want
McElroy?
Houston beating San Diego State, freaking Rhode happy. Island winning, and then I want Arizona winning the whole thing pretty much.
I'm not going back and checking last year's results, but Mike is in the car. Mike.
I don't think Arizona won.
No, they bought on early. Hi, Mike.
What's up?
Guys.
Now you go ahead. Oh. What'd he say?
That was brutal. Huh. Mitch in Bridgewater. Hi, Mitch.
How you doing, guys?
Mitch, man.
So I'm thinking the Chris Sale deal is a good deal on one condition. I don't know if you lock him in his apartment, you like take his phone or something. You just trick this guy into thinking that the season starts after the All-Star break, because he always finds a way to win like 10, 12 games in the first 2-3 months of the season, and then he gets hurt. So just find a way to get him to pitch like that in August, September, October. Just trick him. I don't care how you do it. Just find a way. If he does that, then he's worth whatever money you can get.
Yeah, but if you that's what you require, you're not a $30 million a year guy. You're just not. Yeah.
Then you got hosed.
Use him for half seasons. Fine. How about you pay him half the money? You could start every year in August, but we'll pay you $15 a year.
Yeah. Clemens still.
I just don't think that all of a sudden makes you worth it, but he's right because he fades in the second half. That's been something that has happened for him in his career. So, late in the season, you just sort of wait around and see what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You hope for the best.
You know what's neat about this March Madness thing?
His ERA is over a half run higher in the second half of the year than it is the first half.
I mean, it's well documented how he falls off at the end. And I don't know how you fix it.
Do you want his ERA July through...
yeah.
Here, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the whole year. May, 267. June, 254. July, 240. So, those are like great. All sub-3 ERAs. May, June, July, August, 3.16. September, 3.78. 3.78.
Jesus.
His ERA is over a full run higher from July to September. And that's over the course of his career. And, of course, innings pitched, He's always got the fewest amount of innings pitched. Actually, check that. July is his fewest amount of innings pitched.
That's wear and tear. And that's a sport that, boy, you really look at percentages and statistically based where you could say, hey, this backs up the way we feel about a player. And then, wow, still, man, 5 years. 5 years, 30 per. After this year.
Now, I know that wins are not a great measure of a pitcher, but his win-loss record by month, 19-7, 22-4 in May. Holy smokes. 19-12 in June, 17-10 in July, 15-13 in August. You say, oh, we're inching closer to 500.
Yeah.
September, 11-16. September's a weak spot in his game. Finishing the season is a problem.
That's a pretty good sample.
We got one more call, one more segment of your calls, and we've got, again, today's takeaways, which are the fake promos at 150.
Ooh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Like a bunch of dying cats. Hardy, this one?
I am not enough
of this one. New Tool album this spring.
Great. 13 years it's been being.
Bob
Ludwig mastering right now.
I've had enough of this one. It's not like we play the whole song. We just play that.
Right. Yeah. It's from their debut.
That's a top fiver with the Aussie one.
It's just that we played it too many times. Too many
What's
times.
What's the other one? A Zeppelin? The Zeppelin wants to keep. That's the keeper.
Ain't nobody stepping around.
Do you know what the problem
Bobby
is?
Brown.
Is we hear them so much that they ruin the songs for us.
A little bit.
They
exactly.
do.
Okay, so.
That's Dancing Days, right? The start of Dancing Days, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Good song, but that's now ruining it for me.
Real quick, did the cheerleading competition last week. And
you did?
Yeah.
So how'd you do?
I didn't do it. I watched it. So the one thing you do learn from it is with the amount of the Patriots cheerleading tryouts. Yes, the hundreds of girls that try out.
Use your words.
And the two men that tried out last week, they have to do their own choreographed routine to the same song, and it's repetitive, and they come out one at a time.
What song was it?
Last year it was a Shawn Mendes song, and I was never able to ever hear it again, and every time it would come on, I'd punch my steering wheel.
Right. This year?
This year was a little reggae like. if it was gonna be this, I'd have stood up and walked out. You turn that on, you know you're listening to Sports Hub.
That's a good song though, but it's just that we hear it so many times.
Not anymore, it isn't.
You know the record for the bed that is
at
the shortest shelf life on this radio station?
No. What is it?
Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. Do you remember how that song starts?
You know what you usually get that? Johnson and Flynn or Joe Murray usually gets that one.
No, nobody gets that.
Wait,
anymore.
What happened? It was in there for a brief period of time?
Well, it wasn't me, but somebody, you know, because a lot of these you have to loop and you have to edit. You have to go from the intro into a guitar. So whoever edited that one just looped that first 4 seconds. The
So it had to go?
Yeah, it lasted like 3 days.
All right. Frank's in Lowell.
Others
like
last years.
Yeah, Frank, clearly. Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Frank.
Listen, I just want to ask you a question. I mean, to be honest and serious, I mean, I think that, you know, maybe you guys will feel different, but I think that Pedroia should just retire and go into coaching or something.
I said it a year ago. I thought he should have just hung it up a year ago. I thought that's what was going to eventually happen. I mean, when Dombrowski came out and he said, you people need to realize his knee, he has a bad knee. His knee is chronic. It's about pain management at this point. 162 games, second baseman for the way he plays and how he has to play. Just eat it, move on.
He gets his money no matter what.
Exactly. I'm not saying that. Yeah.
If he retires due to injury, they pay him the rest of his deal. Doesn't lose a dime. So he's not doing this for money. Don't make that mistake.
People
keep
saying that, too. You've been on this for a week now. You're right. You're completely right.
He can't give it up. He cannot give it up. It's not about that. It's that he wants to play. He's the opposite of the guy who wants the money. He wants to play. He gets his money no matter what. Charlie in Rentham. Charlie.
Is that brother Charlie?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
Good. Just wanted to call about some other great songs, but they got ruined for me. I was in middle school when Guitar Hero came out. So you can basically wipe off that Nirvana song, Heart Shaped Box. I can't listen to that anymore.
Yeah.
There was
a Guns N' Roses song on there. God.
Yep. And then the Stunt Double Pilots, Tripping on a Hole in Paper Heart. A lot of songs that Guitar Hero ruined.
Benatar had one too, right?
Yeah, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Yep. That's another one that got ruined.
How about when Couples Retreat, when they did the guitar playoff?
Yeah, Further Proof. The Guitar Hero playoff and Couples Retreat. That's another example of a really good comedy where in the last third of the movie, it just goes to hell. It's like, oh, is that bad? Wow.
Went to hell.
Not good. Shame. Do you know the beginning of Tripping on a Hole Through a Paper Heart?
Oh.
Sounds just like
Tripping
that.
Through a hole on a paper heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could see that would get ruined for it.
This station has ruined a lot of songs for people. I guarantee it. From the repetitive rejoins. There was a period where for about 5 years, nothing was changed within the system. First 4 years of inception.
It's not true.
I think Felger and Mass came back from break at the beginning. I'll never forget hearing him the first day together. I'm like, oh my God. This guy sounds one way and the other guy's so squeaky. And it was the same music. It was replayed every rejoin. Beatle, you had to remember that. Stop. 98.5 The Sports Hub. I can never listen to Survivor. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Who sang that? Survivor, right?
Survivor guy did the jingle?
I thought he did.
I don't think so.
I believe he was involved in the production.
Yeah, he
of the
did.
Jingle. Yeah, I thought it was.
I won the Springsteen tickets because I won that trivia concert, that contest that Mike Thomas had in the first day in the conference room.
The guy who sings Eye of the Tiger is the same guy who sang the Bud Light Real Men of Genius commercials. That was the same guy. But I don't think he sang the Sports Hype jingle.
He did. I think he was the same
guy. Oh, okay.
I don't forget that stuff.
All right. So is mine like a steel trap.
That's trapped in. Some stuff slips. That's in there. I thought it was so cool. I'm like, wow, we got the Survivor guy singing the jingle.
I think you're making this up in your head.
We were sitting in a conference room. And they played the jingle, and everybody's sitting there stone faced. I remember looking at Fred, back when Fred had no gray hair. Fred's like, oh, that's a pretty good jingle.
All right, we'll get to today's takeaways. It's fake promos next.
How many we got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports. They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong, I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways, which are fake promos, are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of myself, Steve DiFilippo from Davio's, Kyle Draper, some guy named Mike Sarge-Reilly, who was with us this week, my man Sarge, and the Boston Red Sox, who just signed Chris Sale to a big deal, potentially.
Sarge was pissed about the Sarge sex sign, huh? That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear yesterday.
John from Vegas showed up.
Not happy with us.
Oh, yeah.
Not happy with
that's
us.
A cool story, though, how it all came together, and you and pucks and paddles and all that. That's pretty good stuff.
John in Vegas?
He hung out. He didn't leave.
Was he there? Yeah, after I had to go to TV.
He'll talk a hungry dog off a meat wagon. He didn't stop talking. He said, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you guys are buddies now?
Yeah, very good.
All right.
Yep.
Nice.
Good kid. Nice kid.
All right. Let's get to the fake promos. How
fake
many we
promo
got?
Friday. Seven, I think we got about 8, 9.
7, 8, 9.
Something like that. Yeah.
12.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a good number.
Okay.
All right. Good week.
Midday's at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
You hear him at the beginning of it? Yeah, they've had a lot of sex with people. They've had a lot of success with
people.
They've
had a lot of what with people?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Who are you talking about?
Don't even know.
That's a lot of what?
Sex.
I think the Patriots and they had success with people
success.
In the success yes. with okay. people in that wide receiver slot position. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So Robert Plant is Zeppelin.
Yes.
So he'll do Stairway to Heaven and all that.
He's a capable.
Ah! Yeah.
He doesn't have Jimmy Page, but he could help.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's pretty good.
I only caught a small portion.
Another one.
Of the Zolak and Shaughnessy show the other day. It was when you guys did two segments on the Woodstock lineup.
Doesn't have Jimmy Page, but he could help.
That's two. Let's play two. Two segments on the Woodstock 2019 lineup.
You did two on that.
Just a lot of names I didn't see. Woodstock, I didn't recognize.
Woodstock 2019, which is like 100 miles from Woodstock.
Yeah,
right.
Nowhere's near Woodstock.
And the best part of this segment was when...
What's the point?
I thought it would have been the hippies' wheelhouse.
You know, at least when they did it in 94, it was like 10 miles up the road. It wasn't the exact same site, but it was nearby.
My favorite part of the segment was when you brought up Greta Van Fleet. Like, never heard of her. Danny, you ever heard? Never heard of her. And Riley, Sarge says, I've heard of her. Yes, I'm familiar with her music.
And somebody called in and said it's a group.
It's a band.
Band.
I've heard of her. Yeah, sure. Greta Van Fleet, yes.
Fine, you're
so well-rounded there.
Jesus. Hey, how was... never mind. Yeah, we're going to...
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What does grade 2 mean, Zo? What's grade 2 in your mind
mean? Grade 2's not good. Grade 2's between a 1 and a 3.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Bains his ankle.
There you go.
Ankle sprain.
Severe. Well, you nailed that sucker. Bullseye.
Two's one between one three.
Killed it.
Is there any others of other people in this?
Yes.
Good.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
There will be nights when I'm playing, but I'm taking that game off. It could mean that, or it could mean I'm just not playing that night.
Hardy, can you see this gerbil?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I don't know, it's really, really far up there.
Terrific.
Richie the gerbil.
I wonder how Richie's doing today. He went right back in that prize case.
Is he going to get the gerbil or the tiger?
No. Tiger's big money, man. That thing's huge.
You win prizes?
A lot of tickets.
A lot of tickets to get tiger?
I tell you what, at Apex, they put us in those cars. It's the best track I've driven on. It's fun.
How many have you driven
multi-level.
On?
Multi-level.
It's the best track.
The
track conditions were impeccable.
I'm not naming names, but I've done three locally.
Can't go high and turn four, though.
No, this thing's awesome. Dips and hills.
I got to say, played Pebble Beach last weekend.
Beetle, three different levels.
One of the best courses I've ever played on.
You got to stay low in turn four. You've been warned.
Brand new high-tech courses.
Loosen the kink. That's right.
Real nice.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Tickets are on sale now at revolutionsoccer.net.
I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports.
I'm all right. A little bit of phlegm drip down there. It's going to be fine.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was like Menino. Remember when he was doing the parade or whatever he was doing? Oh, no, the statue was unveiled, I think, outside the garden, and he was reading his script and turning the page.
The drainage is the worst. Once it all starts leaving your system, it's just...
You look like... You know how you took somewhere. That... You know, in Marcy, you know you took the drill and did that to her nail?
Yeah, yeah.
You just want me to put it right between your forehead right now, and that thing would just explode, wouldn't it?
No,
I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports.
All right. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Now. Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
The Sports Hub headlines brought to you by South Shore Bank. During March, every transaction you make at their face-to-face machines will enter you to win in a drawing for 1,000.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I
ate him for lunch.
First one of the day.
Who is that?
Michael Bryan.
I don't know if I've met him.
Probably not.
Yeah, Jeff Passan.
Well, everybody gets a name wrong.
Michael Trout, he said. Michael Trout is...
We'll enter you to win...
Michael Trout signed a deal this week.
Tom, was the last
part? To everybody.
He doubled it up there. He did the Hawin and
Well, actually, to win in a drawing.
And a join.
A drawing.
What are you, joint twins?
Well, actually, to win in a drawing.
In a at least he's what? Not whining about it.
He said, Sarge on Viagra.
Next.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
It ain't that hard. You just got to suck.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I can't believe I've done that. That was one.
How did I miss that one?
You want to get a high draft pick, right?
Yeah.
And you're right.
You
it's not that difficult. You just have to be bad.
Miami Dolphins, it's not that hard.
Suck
you
hard.
Just got to suck.
Yeah,
it ain't that hard. You just got to suck.
Jesus, Beetle.
Which means don't drop Tannehill for Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's a bad move.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
You're going in the wrong direction.
He's going to help you win two more games.
Who is
Tannehill
in here for the afternoon? I see McCone ready to go.
Arcand.
I see.
Arcand's right there.
Oh, is he?
Oh, Big Jim and Arcand, yeah. I think.
Big Jim, Arcand, Tim McCone.
Did McCone speak yesterday? Someone said he just stared at his mouth open at the TV, the NCAA tournament.
McCone was in here for like an hour before the show started, and he was busy, I guess. He didn't say a word. Sat right over there in that chair right over there for about 40 minutes. Not a peep.
Got a 7-10 game coming down to the wire up there. I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on that.
Thank
Iowa,
God.
Cincinnati, 59-59.
This game's better get better.
It's been a good game.
Well, I know, today, yeah.
This game's been a good game, so you have no complaints about this.
Not the last night I did, yeah.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oklahoma, Mississippi, not a good game.
No, what's the score there?
64-48, Oklahoma.
That's a blowout. Blowout.
Dadgummit blowout.
You just got to suck.
All right.
Ain't that hard. All right. Easy. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're back at it Monday. You're here Monday, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Full go?
Yeah. Well,
it's this time of year. It's like everyone's getting in the last bit of vacation time before the spring is here.
It's right.
Radio terms.
Baseball season starts next Thursday.
Baseball reporter starting on Monday night with Tony Maz.
Wow. That's the unofficial start of spring right there.
That's a grind
starts
right there,
Monday
baby.
Monday night, 6 p.m. Baseball reporters with Maz. They'll all be back on Monday, too. I think everybody will be back.
Yeah, I wonder what Jim Lyle's doing right now.
Not Fred.
Fred's not back yet?
I think Fred's out all...
Oh, boy.
All next week?
Fred's working the entire summer. Think Jim Lyle's knee deep in it?
Have a great weekend.
Track.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.